Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Welcome, ballers, to the Week 17 and Championship Review Show. As always, the legend is here. Domo, what's happening, buddy?
All right, Pitty. How you doing, buddy? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Tired. It's been the first week back after Christmas. It's always a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, like waking the kids up is a ball ache, isn't it?
Yeah, you go from not knowing what day it is and kind of going day by day, just chilling, and then suddenly this alarm goes off in the morning. And you go, "What the hell is that?"
Yeah, it's horrid, and it's still dark and cold, and
yeah, that ain't. Yeah, it's not the best.
Did you have a good Christmas and stuff?
Lovely Christmas, thank you. Actually, I say that I was poorly on Christmas Day, so I sat there in my big hoodie, watching the kids open all the presents and feeling a bit rough, but apart from that, it was nice.
Good.
Nice, good. Nice weeks.
Good.
You all right?
Yeah, mate. Cracking. Yeah, it's just a lot of crazy things happened. And trying to take it all in still, I think, of what's going on. But other than that, all good.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a strange one this last week, and then the fantasy season ending how it's ended is, yeah, I mean, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
And there can only be one reason that entrance music has just played. Hello to Simon, everybody.
Good evening. How is everyone?
Yes, good, mate. I'm just glad to get you on, mate, so we can chat some ball and hopefully just give you time to just take your mind off things slightly.
No, much appreciated. Yeah, it's been a hard week. It's not been the best year ever, you know. But to be honest with you, the new year is only 4 days old and nothing bad has happened. So, you know, I've got to look at it that way.
Hey, mate. That is a good way of looking at it. I know, obviously. It's
all rainbows, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, usually, I'll move on to this bit. So, usually we do have a highlight section here, but I feel due to a couple of things happening lately, we have respectfully not had one to finish the season. Obviously, Hamlin and his health is more important than fantasy and football itself, as NFL have kind of put that forward themselves, and the two teams kind of stopping playing. Made that very clear. But obviously, for the Ballers family, again, we can only say how sorry we are, mate. Simon, just know that obviously we have been thinking about you. We are thinking about you and your family. I know we've spoken about this year's winnings heading towards the cancer charity that you chose. And Storm, I haven't actually asked you yet because you've got the money in your pot. And I know Simon obviously asked for his winnings to kind of go straight to the charity, but I think it's probably going to be easier to get it out of your pot, give it to the winners of, and make them then kind of make their own donations. Then I think it'll be easier that way, if that's possible.
Yeah, mate. As the treasurer, I will look into that and we'll see where the funds are and send them to the right people. And then, yeah, let's put them to good use.
Good. Yeah, mate. And, Si, obviously, I know you've said in last week it was nice just listening to us and Thacker kind of rip into each other and take your mind off things. So I'm hoping that we can do that for the next however long this podcast is going to be. I don't know whether you have any personal highlights or whether, I don't know, did your dad get you into NFL? Was that something that he had any interest in? Was there anything that you kind of passed on to him that he watched any NFL or anything?
No, dad was a very sort of interesting person when it came to sport. Like, it was more mum that was all the sport orientated. My brother and myself, like, we were the ones that would get the tickets for everything. We'd go, and you know, you'd say to him sometimes, oh, do you want to come? He'd go, no, I'm fine. You know, he'd rather have a day at home, you know, sat in the chair on his own, you know, watching TV, you know, because then there's no one in his hair to bother him, or lack of it, anyway.
I mean, to be fair, I'm right there with him.
Mate, but then I'm joining that crew too.
I like to be sat, just chilling, not having anyone bother me. That sounds good.
But then again, he surprised you. I think he's actually been to more NFL games than I have, because my brother got tickets for Tottenham a couple of years ago, and I think one of their people dropped out. And he goes, "Yeah, I'll come." You know, had no idea what was going on. You know, just sat there, and I think he just enjoyed the social beers, you know, and all that sort of stuff. So,
to be honest, I think that's one thing that, having gone to maybe, I think, is it four? I think five maybe now that I've been to.
Yeah, we've done a few, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we've done four, and I think I've been to one with my brother just before that. We kind of started going. And the actual day itself, sometimes the game is either pants or the game is the game, but the actual day itself is, as you just said then, the social part of it is brilliant. And I think that's what the NFL brings quite nicely to the London games is just getting together and having that drink, having that time together. So yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, so I think he found American sports really quite weird, because we went to New York in 2004, and we went to Yankee Stadium. We watched a baseball game, and he said it was the most surreal experience ever, because no one was watching the game. And everyone was just talking. All of a sudden, like, the hot dog vendor would come around, then the popcorn seller, then the drink seller. Oh, look, someone's hit the ball. And then it's like, yeah, the game was secondary. Oh, someone's hit the ball or something like that. And it was, yeah, he's like, it's one of the most surreal things ever. Like, American sports, he was just like, I just don't get them.
No, to be fair, like, when we're at Wembley and stuff, like, I know there's, like, so many people kind of go in and out for drinks or for food. And to be honest, I just sit there and I just take it all in and watch the game, because that, I think that's just instilled in me from watching our football, and you watch the full 90 minutes, because anything can happen even up until the last second, and I don't want to miss it.
Well, I don't know, mate. If I'm watching Bradford, I'm probably going to get some beers, you know?
Rude. I think you'll find that we had a
digs, digs, mate, digs.
On New Year's Day, we had a fantastic game against Salford, so.
Always nice to put one over the class of 92, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. Especially with it being Mark Hughes as well as our manager. He was definitely giving some ribs than that one.
I forget Mark Hughes is your manager.
Yeah, legend.
High profile.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We should be doing better than we are. But people aren't here to talk about English football. We're here to talk about American football and our silly little game that we call fancy American football, that we throw everything. That's a general we. I throw a lot into doing it anyway, so let's get to it. It's pretty clear who the champion is, but let's crown him anyway. Stormo, let's get to it.
Yeah, it's mad that we're on week 17.
Yeah, mate.
Mm. Yeah, it's crazy to think how quick that's gone. I know Emma and all the ladies in our lives are cheering that there's no more, you know, pretend game that we play.
Yeah, Tanya's very thankful that she doesn't have to watch Red Zone on Sunday anymore.
Oh, we've got one more.
We've got one more, yeah. One more Red Zone.
One more. Oh.
Yeah. Shh, don't talk. The last one. Yeah, so Championship Week, come on. The champion. Game, you know, one versus three? No, what's that?
One versus six. Yeah.
One versus six. Crikey. The Fresh Princes of IR, but obviously Simon changed his name to I Am a Father's Son, and they went up against the Generals. Monday night's game wasn't needed to complete this game, fortunately, because we all know what happened in that game, and obviously that game was called off for the correct reasons, and obviously we hope the young man is doing okay. And it was already over and obvious who the champion was by the end of Sunday night. We have a new champion, and more importantly, the curse has been lifted. Simon becomes the third and the newest Borderless champion, winning 3-1-4 to 2-2-3.
Whoop, whoop. Congratulations, Simon.
Thank you.
The curse is lifted. Mad.
Well, yeah, the curse is lifted. And it's quite nice to do it. But I'd rather it be in better circumstances, because, you know, say this whole last sort of couple of weeks, the playoffs and all that, definitely been a big distraction. You know, that bye week, you know, just watching everyone play, and it's just like, oh, now I, you know, everything's going on. And then last week with you, yourself, Storm, you know, just you're trying to set the right team. It's like, right, you know, yeah, you're trying to focus on. And then yeah, this week it's just like, yeah, I sort of, you know, wasn't, yeah, I sort of set it, and then it was like, oh, do I do this? Because I think the one I really sort of was, you were talking about last week, like, you know, the one I played you, Storm, like, the amount of times I was sat there on like on the laptop looking, right, what's the weather report, right, who's got the bad games, who's got the good games, right, who's in a dome, who can throw it, and it's like, yeah, really sort of just got immersed in it, and it's like more than I think I've ever been immersed in a game before. It's just looking, you know, right, what are the conditions, what's going on, you know, who's going to have such a cold ball that they're not going to be able to throw it, the wind's going to, you know, who's going to blow it straight, yeah, it was.
Who's going to have the snow game? Who's going to run it? Yeah. Who's not going to throw it? Yeah, I know what you mean, mate.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just come out really, really nicely. And it's been such a nice distraction this whole season. Like, you know, the actual league, listening to the podcast, the previews, all that. Like you said, just, you know, an hour, 20 minutes, you know, just a distraction. And so, you know, sitting there, you know, reading stuff, you know, it's just like, right, I can just focus on something that isn't, you know, horrific, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man. I'm totally there with you. Like, the fact that, I mean, Claire gets at me all the time about this silly little pretend game that we have, but it is our way of escaping. It's our way of, like, we know, I mean, there's so many mental health issues that are becoming bigger and bigger, but this, for me, is my escape. It's putting time and effort into, look, like you say, looking at the little details. I mean, I didn't quite go to that, which is probably why I've stayed fourth for the last... Oh, spoiler alert. For how many God seasons.
Damn it, Pitty. I was waiting to see where you finished.
But it's been able to just switch off, look at something that we all enjoy. It's been able to watch the football, and not just watch the football because we support the teams and the players, but it's also... because there's something, I mean, I know there's not anything riding on it in that sense, but there's something riding on it because it's your team that you picked, and it's how they, those kind of players, and it's that investment that you put into it. And yeah, it's 3-4 months of our lives where we get to just do something ridiculously stupid, but quite enjoy it, really.
And something that we'd never do in real life, you know. I don't know if I could ever GM a team or anything like that. I just think I'd be too big.
Yeah, and it's massively, it's like, for me, doing Champs Manager, I used to love that as a kid, but it's nothing quite compared to this, because it is real life things that are happening, and you're trying to bet on different circumstances, and like you say, the weather conditions, and it's, and again, it's completely different to the EFL, that anyone can pick anyone, which really put me off. I played it quite a few years and then started playing this. And as soon as I started playing this, my attention from the Premier League just went straight off. I mean, granted, Rafa City weren't in it, so that also helped. But fantasy American football just has so many details to it that has more of an attraction that, yeah, you can, like you say, you just get lost in it. You can just switch off for that half hour, an hour, however many hours you need to just immerse yourself in it and have that escape. And I think that, for me, is my way of being able to escape. So hopefully, like you say, you've been able to, I mean, it's paid off for you. You've managed to win a championship side, well, being able to throw yourself into it, which is good.
Everyone's sort of saying, oh, which one do you prefer? Like, when we first started playing, it was all redraft. But, like, for three years, I have been absolutely loving this dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like, oh, do you pick someone right now who's going to win you something? Or do you sort of look to the future and all the trading and stuff like that? You know, starting off just like, I've got a clue.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, eventually worked it out pretty well. Got, like, RB1, RB2, RB3 on the season. So it can't be too bad. But then I did pick two of them, so, you know, it is a really interesting game, and I think you can definitely get far too immersed in it.
I talked to Dan a few times during the season, and he was like, you know what, I need to switch off. Oh no, it was in the off season. He was so invested in the off season and trying to make the trade and this and that, and he was like, do you know what, I need to go dark for for a month or two because he was getting told off by his wife. He was getting so kind of caught up about, well, if I take him and if I do this, and it's just, but it's what it does to us. And I think I actually quite like it for that.
Yeah, I haven't gone as far yet to actually have like a full draft board on the bedroom wall yet, you know, with like,
yeah, I know people who do.
Yeah. I'd love to do a live draft. Yeah, that'd be cool. And yeah, the best thing is, you know, it keeps you out of trouble performance. I know winter's not the best time to go out, but I know I'm in a lot of leagues, a lot of redrafts and a lot of dynasty. And I put a lot of time into them, like waivers and setting my lineups and just podding and other pods and just like the amount of hours. If I actually concentrated on doing something else, I'd probably cure, you know, conjunctivitis if I really thought about it. But yeah, but I quite like that, you know, I'm spending all this time doing a little bit of nothing for a very, you know, important reason to myself.
Storm.
Just
let me stop you there, mate. It's okay. You can say cancer.
No, I wasn't. That one's never going to be cured. I was going for somewhere. I was going to go for somewhere, something small.
Just a thing that like you would sort of just, yeah, it looks like you were sort of, yeah, oh, I
can't. Yeah, yeah. No, I was like, no, I'm never going to cure anything like that. So I needed to think of something smaller. With the amount of time, but you know, I know what you mean, mate. I appreciate that. I don't want to tiptoe around it.
No, don't be afraid to say it. Talking about it really helps, you know, because it's just be natural. Just right, yeah. If you've got a saying, you say it. It's there. It's, you know, it is what it is. It's upsetting. I have moments where it's, you know, good. It's bad, but. Yeah. Talk about it, just make it normal, you know, because happened, it sucks. Don't,
and happens to a lot of people as well, doesn't it? So,
of course, it does, yeah,
yeah,
you know, but yeah, so Joe, just don't try and sort of pussyfoot around it because of me, just say it, get on with it, and we'll just have a laugh about it because at the end of the day, it is what's happened, and you know, it's just, yeah, I mean, the amount of people this week have walked up to me and gone, oh, how are you doing? And then look to me in horror going, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, well, no, but it's a natural reaction, isn't it?
It is,
like,
because
I was, when we were talking about the, it was in the back of my head when we were talking about Christmas and how everything was. And I was like, my week, when I was saying I was ill over Christmas, I was like, yeah, that doesn't really pale into any significance for how Simon's had his Christmas this year. So. But we ask how you are because we all care, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But I know some people are sensitive and stuff like that. But as you say, I think you're going about it the right way. You know, trying to stay positive and say talking about it and, you know, keeping close contact with your family and friends is probably the easiest way to get through the hardest times, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I've got so many people who have texted me, you know, whatever you need, we're here for you, and it's just blown me away. I mean, I've got texts from Dan, I've got texts from Chris, Stocks, Facker, yourself. Everyone's just like, oh, anything we can do for you, we're here, and it's just amazing, you know. And it's all come, like, we go back to the, well, I think we've gone off on a tangent here, but let's go back to that silly little game that we were playing, and it all because of that, you know.
Yeah, man, our little league, It's pretty impressive. Like, we're going to go through a few stats in the off season, but some of them are going to crop up in this league, as in this pod, and some of that is down to the fact that this little group of 10 of us, we put a lot of effort into it, and it brings out some good camaraderie, and it brings out the best in people. I think sometimes when you just get that shit period in your life, and we, like we say, we're always here, mate. Always here. I mean, I'm speaking for the team, but I'm pretty sure, as you say, you've had these texts from everybody soon.
Yeah, no, really, I think we've got it.
There's a good balance in the league as well. Obviously, we had a bit of rot in the first season, but the banter and the bullshit and just the general chit chat in this league is.
Well, it's nice banter now. Like, yeah, we give each other some shit, but it's nice shit. It's not the...
Yeah, it's definitely better. The best I've had, or the best I have out of any league I'm in. So, which I think is probably my favourite thing about it.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, we can also talk about how shit Thacker's team really was this championship.
But as soon as Henry went down, it was like, oh.
Well, that's it. You're done.
I really wanted sort of like a full strength team.
Yeah, I actually feel bad that it wasn't as, for Thacker, I feel bad that it wasn't quite as competitive because he's done so well up until then. And then obviously Henry being out, he kind of, as soon as his name was taken off,
lost
the board,
his heart and soul. Oh, yeah.
It's Simon's to lose now. Right, there was that little edge where you're thinking that it could have been each, and then it could have been either side's football to win this. But yeah, as soon as Henry went out, that was it.
Well, you watch your comeback this week and run for 200 yards and get 90 points.
I've literally just seen that he's potentially run. He's going again this week. But I couldn't believe you didn't start Danny Dimes after that showing he had in the semi, man.
I was always thinking, yeah, he'll do really well. And then the next week, you know,
he's going to crash again.
And he'll throw four interceptions and, you know, pick sixes all over the place. And I thought Dak was going to be better because Tennessee on this massive losing streak. Was it six now in December?
Yeah,
like that.
But
it'll be interesting with the team as well because Danny and Saquon are also out of contract.
Yeah.
So this coming off season, so where they end up is going to be very interesting. And, you know, do I keep them? Do I? Yeah.
Is Saquon in his fifth year now, or did they not give him his fifth? They didn't give Jones his fifth, but they were talking about extending both of them.
So Saquon's played four. I don't know if they've actually activated his fifth, because I think they started the season and then they just both said, well, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, talk about it at the end. Yeah, because it was QB2 of the week as well, so. Which was quite cool for Daniel Jones.
Which was, talking about QBs, in the other sort of like in the NFL style league, like the YFL, Brady got like 99 points.
Yeah, he's got 88 in this league. Yeah, he went absolutely nuts.
He's just had a weird end of season, hasn't he, Brady? His team's not great, but then he seems to, I suppose, he's just passing it all the time, which is getting him his points.
Mm. Yeah, I've got the Bucks in that franchise frenzy league I'm in, and they've been absolute pants. Like, I've left Mike Evans on the bench the past 3 weeks.
Well, that was a mistake.
I know, this week it was. I ended up winning my third and fourth place playoff, but if I had this week last week, I would have been in the final because the Bucks were pants last week. But yeah, I won. I left. I had Godwin on. I've got like Detroit and I've got the Buccaneers. So really high scoring offenses. It's just the Bucks go up and down. So I ended up finishing third because Brady went nuts. I had Evans on the bench.
You look at it, even putting Prescott in, I know he was 30 points less than Danny Dimes, but you got 43 points compared to Teddy Bridgewater, who got 19. Right, CMC 57 compared to 23 for Patio.
Your three RBs.
Eckler 49, they absolutely went off one.
Yeah.
Murray was 27. Barkley was actually a weak link. He only got 21 points. but it beat Cook, who you'd have expected to get more points from. Like, the Vikings just didn't turn up. 17 points.
Vikings were awful. From what I read.
Oh, my God, it was horrendous. Against the Packers, oh, my God, they were terrible.
You kind of equaled each other out with Smith for 31 points and Cooper for 33 for Thacker, but then your other two wide receivers for both teams, like Johnson and Boyd for you. Obviously, Boyd, he didn't get a chance to play. He did score a touchdown. He looked like he was going to go off on Monday night.
Mm.
And then you got Tony on the other side and Kirk, who are 12 and 6 points, Yeah, like the rest of the teams, it kind of all equaled out. It was just that front four, including your quarterback, that just dipped all over Packers' team, and that's his kind of downfall, really.
Yep, yeah, it's the way it goes, unfortunately. You know, like I've had a couple of years where the three of them haven't played together and they've been injured, then someone comes back and someone else gets injured, and it's just all come nicely in this year. So, now I've got to break the curse of not repeating. So,
And then just to add more misery on Thacker, I beat him in the secret league as well. So sorry, Thacker, that's two final losses for you, mate.
Yeah, I think Andy, you beat me as well because Mixon didn't finish the game.
Yeah, I kind of saw the. I was kind of looking at the points and trying to work out whether it would affect too much, but I think I was going to beat you anyway.
Yeah, because I've technically won the Robin Wood League, also finishing first. So I broke the curse there.
You broke the curse in the Robin Wood League. And guess who finished fourth in that league?
Pity.
Dickhead.
But it was a strange one with that one because I still had three players to play. So I had Mixon, I had Knox, and I had the kicker, the Bengals kicker. But I was 10 points behind Steven. So Pitsy, being the commish, you just used the average points for the season to finish the game. And I think that was probably the fairest way to do it, and I ended up winning that way. I know it's not
There's a lot of people who are thinking, well, wait for week 18 to happen, and maybe there might be a week 19 that they're playing. And I just think, the way that the Bengals and the Bills are playing at the moment, are they going to be even playing those players by the time they get to that stage, especially with the playoffs just around the corner? And I just thought, do you know what? Let's just get this thing finished. Get the points on the board. And everybody was happy. I chatted to both the finalists and me in third place, and everybody was happy with it. So,
well, any way you look at it, I think because I was quite far, even in unpredicted points, I would have won. If we took the lowest scores of those players, I would have won. Highest scores of those players, I would have won. The average scores, I would have won. I think because it was so, I caught him and I had way more players than him to play. I think it was, unless all three of them got injured, I think it would have been inevitable. I think it was the fairest way to do it, to be honest.
And then looking at Thacker's team, like trying to place people in to try and boost his scores, it wasn't really anything on the bench either that was happening.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Russell Wilson was about it. But he was 100 points behind, really, wasn't he? So
he was, yeah.
This game was done, and he did it without Jalen Hurts as well, which was pretty impressive. Like he'd been riding him all year, and then you were kind of thinking, oh shit, not at this time of like, not now, not in the final few matches, and he's gone.
Yeah, but
you managed
definitely
it.
Definitely a sort of oh my days. Yeah,
I think the fact that you've got Prescott on your bench, I think I would have been feeling okay with that, even though Prescott's not been scoring as high. It's still, you know, that you're going to get a solid game from him.
You posted something this week, wasn't it? Like he's got the most interceptions.
Yeah, without he's got 14 interceptions, which is league tied with Derek Carr.
But yeah, three games left.
Has missed five games.
Yeah.
And there was you put out a list, didn't you? And every single one of the people on that list, apart from Dak, have been dropped.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, for like I was just looking at Brady's score. Obviously, so Brady scored 88 points in this league. So he scored 432 yards, three touchdowns, and I think did he have 45 attempts or 35? You know, he had 45 attempts with 34 completed.
So there's 34 completions, there's just 34 points already there, and that's more than Bridgewater's final score.
Yeah. That's a lot. And then obviously he had a rushing touchdown as well. So Brady and his QB sneak on the 1 yard line. So he had a big game.
Yeah, just in time for Stocks to need him.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, massive congrats, Simon. Well done. You, like you say, you have beaten the curse of finishing top, which is incredible. So, yeah, good effort. Well done.
The curse is no more in the fantasy world than any league.
Yeah, in any league like that. That in itself is huge. So,
No, thank you very much, gents. No, I will endeavour to continue it next year, and I already have. I think I got in the last waivers of the year before everything shut down. And
yeah, I saw that.
Got myself a young running back, especially with Dallas's running backs looking a little bit dodgy. Pollard might not be there, and don't know what's going on with Zeke. So snuck in a sneaky waiver, and and then I looked at it again. It's like, oh, they've all shut down.
I'll be looking into starting the season up very soon. I know Stocks is wanting to get going with trading and that sort of thing. So we will we'll have a little chat and work out when's best to get the season up and running again, and we'll crack on from there.
I spoke to Mark this morning. He was dropping Joey off at school, and I was dropping Kirsty off. And yeah, I think sort of the price at the moment for his 101 is 2 first-rounders minimum.
Interesting. I don't have that, unfortunately. But
well, you spent 2 first-rounders to get it this season, didn't you? So
I did.
You spent 104 and 107 or something, didn't you?
Yeah, that got me the 101 to get Breece Hall
on IR.
On IR, yeah. I was doing well until he went down.
Yeah, it was good when he was in.
I say that I was doing well. I came second, so I still did all right. Just do you know what, Simon? Just before we go on to the more important game. You managed to get this championship because you didn't face me in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. That's the curse I've got to beat now.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the repeat curse, and then you've also got to try and beat me in the playoffs.
Yeah, I've got to beat you in the playoffs. Absolutely, yeah. Because I beat.
And then we can talk. We can talk. I mean, like, this championship really doesn't mean anything because you didn't actually beat me. So.
And then, yeah, as long as you don't end up as Dan, like Dan, from champion to mid table to shitberg.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening to you next year, isn't it, Stone? Because it's a 3-year cycle.
Well, technically, I've been third, first, and third. So, yeah, it could be. I could be bottom next year. Who knows?
No. Storm starts off bottom and then gets into the playoffs and then finishes first.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Right.
I like to lose a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Right then.
So I get us into that. The more important game now.
Yeah. The second game of the week. The bigger of the two games, the Pitsy versus Storm Bowl, the annual event for third place. Close really predictions had them, but Stormo gets the win, 310 to 276, eventually finalising the full standings of the year. And for the second time in 3 years, Storm beats Pitsy in the third place game. And for the third year running, Pitsy finishes fourth. Must be nice there, you know. Do you sort of have a room reserved?
It's the 107. I think that's. But it's just my pick, isn't it? Just put me down for the next 3 years. If anyone's wanting to trade a pick for me, it's 107. So just oh, what a ball ache. What an absolute fucking ball ache.
I do like beating you, Pitsy, quite a bit. But had you had a quarterback, I think this game would have been a lot closer. And that's about it, really. Yeah.
He got sacked 7 times. That took off 14 points.
But so that, yeah, he only had 7 completions.
So only 7 points there.
So, yeah, 1 pass intercepted, -4. QB sacked 7, -14. Fumble lost, -4.
A fumble, -2.
Yeah.
He had a lot of minus points.
So, but the thing is, I used to own Fields, so I had a word with him.
Oh, yeah. This is it. This is his comeback game.
Yeah. So I told him if he plays against me, he has to bomb out.
Yeah, it was the contract, wasn't it?
So, yeah, that's what happened.
I mean, I didn't have a quarterback to put in. Like, Matty Ice, he's obviously not playing. Right, Lamar Jackson, I don't know what the hell's going on with Lamar Jackson and his knee. And Mike White, we all saw what happened to Mike White, so I didn't have anything... either or, so
yeah.
I mean, to be fair, Justin Fields was the star. He was the one that you were expecting to, but Detroit just absolutely destroyed him.
They did, didn't they? Yeah.
I played bloody Evan Engram, and he was pants.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and Jefferson obviously got shut down by Green Bay. Did you see Alexander? Did you hear Alexander do the gritty on Jefferson when he shut him down?
Yeah, man, that was fun.
It was dirty.
And Jefferson almost destroyed a referee. Did you see that?
Yeah. He hit him with the helmet, didn't he?
Well, he wasn't even looking where he was going. He was going to take his helmet off and slam it down on the floor. And in doing so, he was in the process of slamming when he ran into the ref. And he managed to just stop before he destroyed the... Like, the ref would have been absolutely wiped out.
Devonta Adams was fucking next level again. What a game he had.
Yeah, 46 points for him. Oh, Jamal Williams, he got himself 46 points. That was nice.
Yeah, he did well. And like my players, Swift on my bench.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
A nice, like Hockenson, he's been playing nicely in the Vikings team, even though the Vikings team didn't play very well. He's got a nice connection. So that's, I'm happy with that for next season. Obviously, I picked up Kamara for a first this season. And the last couple of games, he's actually scored some points for me. And we'll see what happens next season. And Mostert, obviously, kind of picked up. And so I was quietly confident. Oh, well, I wasn't confident.
No, you were all woe is me.
Yeah, well, my team was woe is me. But then when I saw Stone's score going lower and lower, and I was like, well, I could have. Like, it was just annoying that I didn't have a quarterback to kind of compete. It kind of. He just got destroyed by Detroit, and that's the way it goes. Fourth place for me. Woohoo.
Yeah, not even on the podium.
But say your team storm is, it's a bit up and down. Like, I mean, like when you played me, what, Adam's got 5 points, Jones got 3 points, but then you know, this week they pop up with 30, 45.
Yeah, mate. That's been the story of my past couple of weeks, that they've just been...
But
it was just like Adams has been up and down. Jefferson has been phenomenal till this game. Swift's been pants, so I've had him on the bench and then got absolutely nuts this game. Kelsey had a pretty quiet game.
Well,
My only constant performer is the Eagles. So obviously, and Mahomes, I would say.
Even there. They're in danger of blowing the number one, aren't they? They're going to give it to Dallas if they lose this week.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think they'll get Hurts back for this week.
Yeah. But there have been too hot and cold. And just thank goodness I didn't start Cousins because he got absolutely battered.
What did Cousins do? 2 fumbles, 1 fumble loss, 2 sacks, 3 interceptions.
1 fumble loss, 2 sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, an 18-pointer. He's still got more than my quarterback.
Absolutely pants. But yeah, he had the same sort of similar day, didn't he?
But isn't this the beauty of fantasy football? Again, you know, you've got all these players and you sit there thinking, I can't start this guy over this guy. And then he goes off and you think, well, I'm not going to start him again. Then he goes off the second week and then, I've got to put him in now.
Well, I've got to put him in, yeah. And then he does absolutely jack shit.
Yeah. It's one of the most frustrating things of the winter.
It is.
It's like
the love-hate relationship I have with fantasy football. God damn it.
Oh. Yeah, you just want that 107, mate. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's just got my name on it. I kind of need it to just keep ticking over.
Do you even have it this year?
Yeah, I've still got my 107. I sold the... 107 next year, so Susie knows she's got the 107 next year.
Yeah, because Kamara might not be playing for you next year. He might be doing some time at a
correctional facility.
Yeah. In the showers.
Yes. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Maybe it'll be something out of longest yard or something like that. He'll run a guards versus cons game.
Yeah, I get some points for that.
He'll be like nearly in the longest yard. Yeah. He'll be the running back without any like cleats, and then he'll just fucking run around on the dirt, and then they'll get him some cleats, and he'll be badass, and he'll win the whole game, and he'll come back next season after that, and they'll make
it. It ain't easy being cheesy.
Oh man, I can't wait for longest yard 2 after next year when Kamara comes out of jail.
It was a massive win now move, and obviously backfired. My team was almost set up to do some damage, and then. My wide receiver's going down with both Cup and Debo missing, massively hurt. And I kind of thought, well, I should have enough running backs-ish. And I did, in that sense, like the fact that Williams was still playing all right and Mostert.
Yeah, you would have got close, really, really close if you played the Seahawks.
Yeah, there's an extra 20 points on top of this. I still would have lost.
I say extra 27 points.
Yeah.
Bloody Seahawks defense, you know they're up there, Pitsy. They always come up in the bloody the top 3 picks, don't they?
Well, last week, they didn't score higher than Steelers. So,
yeah, I know what you mean. And TJ's back as well. So,
yeah,
it's just the Steelers are shit, though.
Hey, mate, we have gone from 2-6 to 8-8. So,
I know, man.
You just be shutting that mouth.
No, I told you I needed you to win last weekend. You filled the final piece of the puzzle for the Chargers, so it was fantastic, don't you worry?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I had your back last week.
Well, I appreciate it. The one and only time.
The Pickett and Pickens show, it seems.
Yeah, I'm hoping that is going to be something for the future.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Some, like, he's made some. I know we've seen some good catches this year. Like Mike Williams had a great catch. Pickens has showed some glimpses of brilliance. Yeah. Adams' catch on the weekend was phenomenal, but there's been some really good catches this year.
I didn't see Mike Williams' catch, but if someone was saying it was better,
it was unreal.
Mike Williams' catch.
Yeah, it was good.
Thacker, get on the Twitter and get Mike Williams' catch in the group, please, mate.
Was it better than Jefferson's?
It was pretty good. I'll let you decide when you see the video.
Fair enough.
Yeah, let's get them both so we can decide. We can do a vote.
Yeah. That'll be good. Right, Stormo, give us the champions of the season.
Yeah, so we are the champions of the season. Bum, bum, dun, dun, dun. Dun. Cool. So I've gone for the top five in every position. Yes, that includes the kickers. I've given you their points and who they play for. So who do you reckon are the top five quarterbacks? Let's go.
Mahomes is obviously up there.
Yeah, Mahomes number one.
Sweet. I'm out. I've done that. Bit.
Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow number three.
Hurts.
Number four.
Brady.
Number five. Missing number two.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, Allen. So Mahomes got this. Look at this points difference, though. I know Allen Burrow are obviously missing potentially anywhere between 30 to 60 points, we'll say averages, potentially further. So Mahomes got 953.
Mm-hmm.
Allen got 841. Burrow got 839. Hurts got 807. And Brady got 800. So. It's a lot of points, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. I know I say Allen and Burrow would be probably pushed closer to the 900 mark. And then obviously you have Hurts and Brady picking up the spot. And I think Herbert was just under Brady. If Brady had not had that massive game in week 17, Herbert would have been above him. Okay, so we'll go top five running backs. Points wise, who do you think is number one?
Points wise,
points wise.
So what? We are PPR, aren't we?
Yeah. So Simon, I'll give you a clue. You've got three in the top 10, and they're two, three, and four.
So that's Barkley, McCaffrey, and Eckler.
Yeah. So CMC 665 points, Eckler 656 points, Barkley 639 points.
Ooh,
so who's one? Who's one? Who's five?
Well, Henry's
five.
Oof.
If it's anything to go with how the running season in real life has gone, Josh Jacobs has got to be up there. But is he number one?
Josh Jacobs number one, 693 points for Rob. Yeah. So as I said,
I suppose he's backed up his rushing yards with actual rushing touchdowns as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. So you had three in the top five and three in the top 10. I think Thacker had two, Henry and Cook. I had Chubb and Jones. And I think Stevenson was the other one in the top 10. I think that brings out the top 10 kind of thing.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
there you go. We talk about defense wins championships, but in fantasy, running backs win championships. And that just proved it right there with Simon and his running backs there.
That's why I play five a week.
Collective score of close to 2,000 points there, give or take, which is good. So top five wide receivers, go.
Jefferson.
Jefferson number one.
Okay.
Hill
number two.
Oh, sweet, we're doing well at this.
Adams.
Adams number three.
Who else?
Smith, Diggs.
Diggs number five.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb number four. Yes, nice. Well done.
It was a toss up between him and AJ Brown.
Brown, I think Brown was six or seven. So you've got Jefferson with 519 points, considering he scored, 3 points in that final game. Hill, 498. Adams, 450. Lamb, 421. And Diggs, 420.
Diggs might have got a few more for the Monday night as well, wouldn't he?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he probably would have jumped. He probably could have jumped up to third if he had a good game. I have four wide receivers in the top 10. Waddles comes in at number nine, I believe.
What a dickhead.
Well, yeah, what a wanker.
Jefferson and Adams, there's 1,000 points, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. And that's why I say I normally play five wide receivers, because I've stacked on that end of the...
Well, I would have been high on... I'm still going, woe is me. I'm still seething that I was fourth place with my bloody team.
Yeah, so I'm guessing Cup would have been up there and thereabouts.
He was certainly on pace for it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was doing well.
Okay, so move on to tight end.
Well, that's obvious at number one.
Well, it's Kelsey.
Number one is Kelsey. Kelsey had 481 points. Number two. Who do you think number two is?
Evan Ingram.
Actually,
Ingram number four.
Ah.
My Hockenson, he's been taking over actually really nicely this season.
Hock number two.
Oh, sweet.
So, but Kelsey had 481 points. Hock had 343 points.
Holy crap.
What's that? 140 points, 138 points?
Yeah, 138 points difference.
Okay, so then we've got Kelsey, Hock, Ingram at four. Who's three and who's five?
Andrews has got to be up there.
Andrews three.
Taysom Hill. No, we're not Taysom Hill.
Yeah, it can't be Taysom Hill.
No, not Hill. That's a really obvious one.
Kittle.
Oh, Kittle.
Yeah, he missed the Kittle. and I think Kittle was actually better with Purdy than he was with either Jimmy or
He's Lawrence. Come on strong the last few games, hasn't he?
Yeah. Cool. So he has a tricky one. The kickers.
Oh, yeah.
The kickers. Who do you think the number one scoring kicker is?
Well, Tyler Bass was always...
Bass number 277 points.
Oh, sweet. We got that one. That's good.
Well, you keep saying him every week, the Dallas guy.
Yeah, Maher.
Yeah.
200 points, number one.
Oof. So who else is next?
Three, four, and five. A really obvious one, Tucker number five.
Tucker, I was going to say he's not getting there.
170 points.
Who kicks a lot?
The Seahawks kick a lot. Who's their kicker?
Myers, number four, 177 points. So two, three, and four are all on 177 points.
Giants kick a lot. Gano,
Gano was six.
Ugh.
Raiders kicker.
Raiders. Carlson.
Nice.
So, also in the top 10 of the kicking, there were three free agents in the top 10.
We're really good at the kickers, guys.
Thacker, you'd love that. Love that stat. Okay, so let's go for defense. Highest scoring defense.
Cowboys,
590 points for more. Number two.
49ers.
49ers, number four, 510 points.
Well, Philly have been pretty good this season.
Eagles, number two, 584 points.
Nice. Bills?
Bills, yeah.
Bills, number five, 503. And then one more number. You're looking for number three? Patriots. Jets are in the top 10. Jets are, I think, 7. Patriots, 566 points.
Where did the Chiefs come for Dan?
The Chiefs defense. That's a good question. I didn't even think about the Chiefs defense, but I'll tell you now, Dan, just to keep you interested or to hurt your feelings, whichever way you want to look at it.
No points
for them. Let's have a look.
You need the whole music.
So you got Cowboys, Philly. New England, San Francisco, Bills, Colts, Ravens, Jets, Tampa, Washington, Green Bay, Kansas City.
Well, that was 12.
Did you count what number that was? I lost count.
I did 12. I counted 12 teams then.
Yeah, good. Good, yeah. That's where they ended, mate, 12.
Just out of the top 10. Fantastic.
Yeah. And the Colts have been passed around like a
bad smell?
STI.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something to compare them to. But yeah, like a clap in a whorehouse. But yeah, because you've owned the Colts, Si. Has Thacker owned the Colts or Mark's owned? Yeah, Mark owned the Colts at one point.
I can tell you. Hold on, let me just try and find it. Right, so October 20th, Dan had them. Then he dropped them October 30th. Mark picked them up November 2nd, dropped them December the 14th. Simon picked them up December the 18th and had them ever since.
And they win a championship. Yeah. Only champions Thacker will ever win.
They were drafted by Thacker originally.
Mm. Pick 1906.
Nice.
And he dropped them September the 19th, 2022.
So it's just this season they've been the clap, haven't they?
Yeah. They
had them for quite a while. Nice.
Well, because they were really bad at the start of the season, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then they just, for some reason, found themselves winning.
Without their best player as well, which is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that draws out the top five of each position for the Fantasy Ballers League 2022.
Yeah, nice. Defense, I think if you look at the beginning of the season, I think I had the Dolphins and the Rams, and I got rid of them pretty quick. I think I've got Jaguars, Colts, and Vikings at the moment.
Yeah. And the Dolphins were really good last year, though. The Dolphins were a really good team last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
Shall I? I've actually just pulled it up now. So, Pittsburgh Steelers, after scoring 70 points on the very first game of the season, they finished fourth last.
Wowzers.
The Miami Dolphins, they finished sixth last. Bottom team was Chicago Bears, followed by the Las Vegas Raiders, Atlanta Falcons, Pittsburgh Steelers, LA Rams, and then the Dolphins. It's crazy that the Rams have gone from Super Bowl champions to then having one of the worst defenses.
But I won my league last year picking up the Chicago, or I won my final last year picking up the Chicago D for the final. And then ended up scoring like 45 points or something. And then to end.
Just gone nuts, haven't
they? Yeah.
Stupid.
So yeah, there's a place for streaming in Dynasty.
Yeah. You're looking at, I was just having, trying to work out what they, like, Dallas got top. They had 16 fumble recoveries, and that is a lot of points.
Yeah, mate.
I think that. It's all about interceptions for 15 and fumble recoveries, which is 16. There you points. Like sacks, we get a couple of points for sacks, but it's not enough compared to intercept. It's interceptions and it's the fumble.
But if you look at the Eagles were that good because they had that many sacks. They were averaging like 5-6 sacks a game, weren't they? The Eagles.
Yeah.
And I think that's why my D was. Let's have a look. So total sacks. Yeah, so the Eagles had 68. And then the next closest to them was 52 with the Patriots. That's a lot of bloody sacks.
Your quarterback hits. New York Jets got 120, but only got 44 sacks.
Yeah, that's mad.
So they would, yeah. Right, we have one last thing, and it is the updated draft table. Now that every position has been completed, I can run through the first round for you. Well, as it stands, the second. So 101 was Mark and his shit team. 102 was, or should have been, Dan, but Storm has that pick.
Whoop, whoop.
103 is Stocks. He has his own pick there. 104 is Ollie. I think he's got his own pick there too. Susie has her own pick at 105. Rob did have the 106, but Stocks has the 106 now too.
Jesus.
I have my trusty 107. Stormo, you should have had the 108, but Mark.
Oh,
has
mate.
The,
you know, you know what love affair I have with 108 as well. I'm going to go get that back. I'm going to get that back.
Back at one point, yeah.
I'll get that back.
That's the Indianapolis Colts, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah.
Thacker has the 109, and Simon, you did have the 110, but Stocks has the 110. So Stocks has got three picks in this draft. He's got 103, 106, 110. Mark has got two picks. He's got the 101 and the 108. And then everybody else has got one pick. Is there anyone who doesn't have a pick? Dan doesn't have a pick in this draft, in this first round.
And Sai doesn't have one.
Simon doesn't have a first round pick either.
Rob does.
Although Simon doesn't need to, whereas Dan could have done with that one.
Well, Storm, you obviously want to go back to the old system now because Dan came last, you would have had 101, yeah?
Yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah. I veto whatever we talked about and whatever I've agreed upon. Unless you've got it in writing, let's go back to old system.
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
I always thought from the start that these toilet bowls meant a lot to me and the community, so they should be playing for those.
Yeah. Do you know, we were talking about how awesome this league is. That's the second season in a row that the 101 from the season before has got to the final. I don't think it's going to happen next year. I don't think Mark has got any chance of getting to the final.
No, it doesn't work like that. Because you traded for the 101 and you came fourth.
Thacker had the 101. He got it from the end of the season and he got to the final. Susie, she got it at the end of the season and she got to the final the year after. So it's Mark's turn to try and get to the final next season.
Nah.
So all on you, Mark. All on you.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting. I need to start doing some research on players and see how much 102 is actually worth to a couple of people lower down in the draft order.
I heard 107 is pretty good.
Hey, if I can get 107 and 108 for 102, I'll be happy.
Well, I don't have the 108.
You need to figure that out, man. That sounds like a new problem. You get 108 and we can talk. I'm not doing it without 108.
I'll try and find that 108 and then you can get it back.
It's not right. I'm going to think to the third round. I think I've got like one. I think I've got the last pick and some pick in the middle of the round. But like, sit there and watch all the good players go, and then get Mr. Irrelevant.
Let me see what. Let me. I have you. Let me 2 seconds. Hang let on. Me bring you up. Where are you? Oh yeah, you're at the top of the table. You have the. Oh no, that's it. You just have two third round picks. You have Dan's pick and your pick. So you'll have the 302 and the 310.
Oh,
but it don't really matter. That's what happens when you're a champion.
Yeah, you don't need picks, mate. You don't need picks.
We'll see. Might have to trade one of the big three, see if I can get some picks.
I mean, you've got only one 2024 pick, and that's your first round pick in there because you got rid of your second and your third.
Yep. Yeah.
However, as soon as I press the next season button, I think
2026 comes in.
So there's 26, or maybe, and I think you've got to wait until you get rid of the 23 draft has got to happen before we then get the 26 picks. Interesting.
But if I write on a piece of paper, I owe you one 2026 pick.
it doesn't really matter to you now that you've got your championship ring.
Well, I've got 10 fingers, so maybe I should fill them up.
Yeah. Just write on each finger which pick is for where it's going.
Yeah. Well, that's be heavily investing in wide receivers because I've got running backs galore. A couple are coming back off IR. Haskins is starting to play for Henry. Ingram's looking at, been playing a bit. Warren's starting to shit. It seems to be starting to timeshare with Najee. So,
he's been playing right the last couple of games.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of wide receivers you might want to have a look at. Shipping people off.
Was it this season or last season I tried to trade with Cup for you? Oh, no, I just got to see how it pans out.
Yeah, and that panned out beautifully. I got the best season ever out of him. I still got the fourth bloody place, but
you know what I just realized? This is like the last official actual fantasy pod with week wise. I know we'll be doing a couple extras with other bits and bobs, but actual fantasy weeks, this is it.
Yeah, this is the last season pod.
Yeah.
Mad. It'll all be off season pods now. Yeah, this is like there's no more fantasy to play. Although that's why I think I know quite a lot of people like trading and talking about the draft, so that'll be our next focus, and we'll keep that going by opening the league up and getting things sorted that way. So I just need to organise and get it all sorted and press the go button.
Yeah, boy, I've got to do the same in my other league, but I don't know if
Just want to get a few stats from the page without having to go back a season before the button. That's all.
And then what?
Sorry, Starks. I know you want me to press the button, Starks.
Potentially drop a couple of questions for the group to answer for the next pod, or is that another one down the line?
We might have a couple of pods. Well, you will see. I think we need to have a look at how the rookies did last season. But yeah, we'll see if we can get a couple of questions maybe put in the pod and see if we can get some of them out. Obviously, we've got the book pod to bring out as well with Starks.
Book club. It's the first book. Yeah, that'd be cool. Stocks' memoir is the first one, isn't it? So
Yeah.
Hope he sends us a discount code to get it on Amazon, mate. I'm not paying full price.
No, that's it. Books are well expensive. If he sends us the early release, we'd have to pay for it.
Yeah, sweet. We can do the proofreading.
And we'll talk about it. And then not only we sell it, and he can then get the money from it.
Yeah, yeah.
50p in the charity shop.
Yeah, mate, exactly.
Well, Stocks' memoirs is worth more than 50p.
Yeah, he lives near London, isn't it? So probably like a pound, 150.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I just want to say it's been a pleasure this season. I know I'm with you in a couple of leagues, but I always tend to enjoy this one the most. Even though I have won the Robin Wood League, this one still, I think, is overtaken as my main league nowadays. But yeah, good season all around. Si, congrats again on being a stellar champ.
No, thank you.
And then I'm coming for you next year.
You're going to come get your rosette back?
I'm coming back for it, mate. Yeah, I want my belt.
No, we can't have this early in the Diversion League. We can't have a champion twice.
Yeah. Okay. I hear what you mean. Yeah. No back to back.
We need to have a few. Well, not even back to back. So we need a few new champions before we can then get people repeating.
Ooh, dark horse Duffer this next year, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Well, he was climbing the table well this season. Cool. Things start falling from him. I think he's got a good chance of getting into the playoffs next year. Love it. Yeah, no, thank you very much. Well done, Simon. Massive congratulations. Well done, Thacker. Great effort coming from last to second.
Yeah, totally cocked up your draft picks, but well done, mate.
Yeah, good effort. Good effort. And then, yes, well done, Stormo, for third place as well.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. And thanks for coming and just, you know, entertaining us for fourth place, Pitsy. Might as well give you a shout-out too.
Well, you know, I like to give back to the league, you know, give everyone a chance, and I don't want to take all the glory, you see, so fourth place is that perfect position where I take zero glory whatsoever. It's the worst position.
Yeah, it is. I'd rather finish last than fourth, I think.
Yeah, well, you could get a better pick, don't you?
Exactly.
It's like I said, it is literally the worst position. You're not in the money. You get the worst of the last picks without any money coming back at you. So yeah.
Well,
I call bullshit.
Some bullshit. For the final time for season 3 of the Ballers podcast. Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time. Ballers out.